Short and sweet. It's the news, according to me. Good morning, finally. It is Wednesday. Already Wednesday, March 13th, 8:50 Eastern Standard Time, 2024. We have, I have a little bit of time to do a show today. I've got to get out the door. But I want to talk about what I'm going to talk about, which is, you know, what's in my cup. I'm sure you've all been wondering what's been in my cup all week. There hasn't been much in my cup, actually. Yesterday was not a good day. I was in Omaha. I'll slow down. It's like I'm on Adderall or whatever Joe Biden's taken. I had an evening, a day, whatever. I was in Omaha, Nebraska. Happened to be staying at this one hotel. I don't know why they booked me at that hotel. The hotel itself is fairly new and it's nice. I mean, the rooms are nice. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing around it. There's Taco Bell. That's all they had. Now, if it had been a Chick-fil-A, it'd have been the best place in the world to stay. Actually, not necessarily. It just wasn't. The weather was nice, but there just wasn't anything around the hotel, and there wasn't anything. I got in there kind of late at night, so I didn't really do anything in the evening. By the time I got to the hotel, but they have a breakfast there, but you have to pay for it, and it's ridiculously priced. I was supposed to get a discount. There was no way to do that. You had to pay for it through a kiosk, and there's no way to put the discount on the kiosk. So I asked them about it as I was checking out. They said, well, you have to come over here to the counter and have us go over and put your order in for you. Oh, that's convenient. I'll just pay the extra couple bucks to get the, just never mind. I'm going to wait in line just to have you come over. And it was 40 minutes to get a breakfast. 40 minutes. And it was basically less than, and I was supposed to get fruit with it. I paid $13 for the thing, plus, you know, plus you have to put a tip on there. Everything's got a tip on it now. You know, I spent some time in Australia, and this one guy who was obviously a left-leaning individual, more of a socialist, collectivist type, happened to talk to this guy for a while, and he was making fun of the way we talk, first of all, in the United States. He was trying to do a Southern drawl, and I said, you know, I don't talk like that. How you're talking right now is not how I talk. I don't know why you're talking that way. When you try to imitate Americans, the way we talk. He's very, very derogatory and very condescending. And then he said, now when you go to a restaurant here, he goes, you don't pay tips here because we pay our workers what they're worth. They get a good enough wage that they don't have to accept tips here. So don't be tipping he didn't want me tipping his people. Because, you know, then they would get spoiled and they'd think they'd have to get tips all the time. Basically is what he was saying to me. But he's also derogatorily saying that we don't pay enough here in the United States. That's why that's why they have to work for tips. No, it's a service. It's a complete service industry. The usually the waitress or the waiter, the server, doesn't do the cooking. I'm paying for the food and the cooking. The server who brings it to my table is just serving. They're 100% of their job is service. They don't produce anything. That's why we give them a tip. And that's why we get better service, because they're working for the tip. I got to tell you, when I was in Sydney, well, just about anywhere I went, Sydney was the worst. I went into some fairly decent dining places to eat. Paid ridiculous amounts of money for a burger, basically. And I got terrible service. They didn't care. They were, whether they served me or not, they were making their $19 an hour. This was back in 2005. They were making $19 an hour. I asked for a soft drink. I think I got a Pepsi or Coke or whatever it was. It came out in a small glass. I'm supposed to choke down this burger with this little bitty Pepsi. With, you know, three little bitty cubes of ice in it. It was warm. The cubes melted within 5 seconds. And I sat there. Every time I got waited on, it was by a different person. It wasn't just one server. And I had to basically grab them as they were walking by to get anything from them. Sat there for 15 minutes before anybody even brought me a menu. They finally got a menu, and then they wouldn't take my order. I was like, finally, you know, grabbed hold of them. I said, you know, I'm ready to order. Somebody can take my order. Oh, yeah, okay, we'll take your order. And then brought me this Pepsi. And this is the one thing I remember about this whole thing. And they kept running by. My Pepsi ran out. I hadn't even taken three bites yet. No more Pepsi. I'm not a big soda drinker. I don't drink soda a lot, but I didn't know what else to drink at that time. So I ended up getting up out of my chair, going over to where the bar area was and saying, can I get a refill on this? Yeah, it'll be $2. Oh, okay. So I'll pay $2. There's your $2. You're not getting a tip, by the way. So I ended up being very, and that's everywhere I went was that way. Everywhere. And the prices were ridiculous. Of course, now that was in Australian funds, which are at that time were kind of like Canadian funds. They were like 80% the value of a dollar. So I was really, you know, I wasn't paying as much as it looked, but it was still, to them it was. So that's all I'm going to say about that. What we have in with regard to that in this country, what we're doing with the minimum wage going up so much, which, by the way, has a whole bunch of corruption to it, too. And I'll get into all that actually tomorrow I'm going to be talking more about that, about this whole thing of raising minimum wage and developing a more of a regulated society, a taxed society, and what that does to raising the corporate tax, which is one of the things that Biden said in his angry State of the Union address. State of the Union is, I'm just mad about it. That's what the State of the Union is. I'm just mad. Because my predecessor, he messed it all up. He messed everything up. It was his reversal of what his predecessor did that messed everything up. These people are incredulous. But a few other things I want to talk about, and I had a list. What did I do with it? That's right here. Because I want to make sure I get all these things done. Now, there's a big, and the mainstream media is not going to cover these stories, by the way. These things are on Newsmax. These things are on some other channels, and some other people are talking about it behind the scenes. Blaze Media. Mr. Reagan had some good, interesting stuff on today about some of the things that are going on behind the scenes. Apparently, there's been a lot of hot mic moments for Joe Biden lately. Of course, now that he's out actually doing things, basically got to be more active with this campaign. They got him, I guess, Adderall. Why am I? I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm not a rodeo clown. I'm not a financial counselor either. But I have a lot of opinions that I share. You can take them or leave them. That's on you. Apparently, he's been doing a lot of these hot mic moments. He's out there speaking more. So there's going to be more gaffes. Because it got him in front of the camera more. And of course, the people are, there's some stuff that's not being shown anywhere that some of these guys are showing. Some of these guys really scour the networks to find this stuff. Some of the stuff that he's been doing lately is just ridiculous. He's going off script and going bananas. Now, they had him all pumped up for this whole thing with the State of the Union address. And I'm pretty sure that my understanding is the more you use Adderall, especially at an older age, it has a tendency, the crash, it becomes more severe. It's more of a dive. It is literally just a drop. Once that stuff wears off, it is like a drop. And, you know, they get him pumped up on it. And my understanding is that Adderall is basically speed. It's a pharmaceutical legalized speed, form of speed. Now, Ritalin, I believe, I don't know. I don't understand the difference between the two. Adderall, I know, has more of an effect on your brain. I think Ritalin has more of an effect on your body than your brain. But I think they both have kind of a similar neurological. The effect isn't the same, but the area of the body the way it works on your body is the same, but it has different effects on your body. Ritalin's what we're putting on kids. And kids, mostly. Maybe he's getting a shot of both. I don't know. But there's a lot of things coming out now with all these witnesses and all this testimony that we've had about the things that the documents with regard to Donald Trump's situation with the Mar-a-Lago documents, the situation with the documents that Joe Biden had. This whistleblower, this one guy that was out there, he's not a whistleblower. He's the FBI special counsel or whatever he was, state DOJ special counsel, that put out the information about the Joe Biden document things, where, you know, the one where he said he was a kindly old man who meant well, but he's, you know, inept, basically. That's my paraphrase of the whole thing. The Democrats, of course, came out with their whole name it and claim it, slam it, slam the guy down. He's a Republican. He's a registered Republican. Oh, he's a political hack is all he is. He's just a political hack. That's all they could do. They just brought that out. And then all they could continue to do was bring out, you know, Donald Trump. They were trying to compare the two. And he's like, that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to talk about the report that I did and why I said what I said. So that was the gist of that whole thing. But I'll be getting into that a lot more tomorrow. But this whole thing of government control and taxes and that kind of thing as well, that's going to be the main topic for tomorrow. But Cassidy Hutchison, if you remember her, I think I'm pronouncing her name right, Cassidy. She was the big bombshell testimony that they had. They had a couple of them. But that was the biggest one of all. And they were just doting over her because she was inside the White House. She was, I think she was, what's his name, the chief of staff's, one of his little cronies that ran around there, an assistant to him. And she was the one who testified, who was testifying about things other people said. Something to the effect of this and that, he tried to jump over the chair and grab the wheel of the presidential limo, all that kind of stuff. There's just all these different things. He threw the spaghetti up against the wall. They tried to create this monster that supposedly was. And it sounded like she was just right there next to the president all the time, you know, watching this stuff happen. Just out of the room, just like one step away from being with the president, finding out all the stuff that was going on. Adding to the monster narrative. And they lapped it up. Come to find out, these things, most of these things never happened. First of all, the testimony from the driver, they finally published that now. Three years after the event? They finally published the event now. They're actually published the response from someone who was in the actual driver. Who says it never happened. It never happened. He cooperated fully with what the FBI was advising him to do. There was never any argument about it. Wasn't even that the discussion never even came up, according to the people who were actually in the car. And yet they will never talk about that in the mainstream media. And when I say mainstream, I'm talking about legacy media, the MSNBC, CNN, CBS creatures that are out there. And then there's the testimony of what happened on January 6th by the one huge, these guys that they got to test, they had like four or five of them. And they were their star witnesses for the whole January 6th committee. Why weren't there 100 Capitol Police there testifying? They just had a few of them. And frankly, they didn't look much like police to me. One of them was this big guy, claims that he'd gotten into it with the Oath Keepers. Now, I happen to know the history of the Oath Keepers, and frankly, it shocks me. It shocked me when I heard that this happened, because it's just not the way they are. It goes against everything that they stand for. And he kept telling him, he has to go through counseling because he was the way he was treated that day and the names they were calling him. Oh, Mr. Tough Guy Capitol Police Officer can't take being called names. Were you physically injured? Were you physically assaulted? Were you actually called any names? Well, there were some folks that scoured the videos, the actual, and now it has been released, because there was another fellow who corroborated his statements, his testimony. His name was Lazarus. This guy's name was Dunn, the guy that did most of the testifying to the January 6th committee. He had this big dramatic story about how he laid his life down. There's a couple guys that came forward like that, just laid out stories that were just phenomenal. Like, you'd think they were just like they were in some kind of movie. They were Bruce Willis or something. And they ended up, this Lazarus guy who claims he was there and he saw the whole thing, that they were berating this guy and calling him names. The only video we can find, by the way, is just the opposite. It's the other way around. He was there cussing them out. He was cussing out, and the Oath Keepers actually stood between him and the protesters to protect him. And some of those guys in the Oath Keepers went to jail because of his testimony. They're in jail right now. Lazarus, the guy who claims to be there, to have been there and observed the whole thing, was not in the building at the time it happened. They tracked him down, and everywhere he went with the video, he was not even in the building at the time that this event supposedly happened. These people should be in jail. What we see happening to us, and the things that people are saying, and people like Nadler and Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, Liz Cheney. By the way, they deleted evidence the day after things came out that they were coming after them for. They deleted things. They disposed of evidence. They changed and altered evidence that would have exonerated Donald Trump in many cases. These people are the criminals, and they're getting away with this stuff, and they should be in prison. What they are doing is absolutely corrupt. I fear for their souls when they stand before God at this point. I really don't. They didn't do anything to me personally. I don't have any reason to see vengeance for them, but they have offended the country, which I'm a part of. They've lied to us. And I don't know how far God's mercy goes, but I can just tell you, I think there's going to be a huge amount of judgment on their heads on Judgment Day. I can't bear the thought that there's not going to be some kind of justice seen on that day. The lies, the cheating, the stealing, the slander, it just goes on and on. And I am just, frankly, not. I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. I'll have some sound bites on Friday to shore everything up and let you hear all the stuff that's happening. But that's about all I can do with the show today. I've just got to get going. But I wish I had more time. I don't know where I'm probably going to end up. I'm right now I'm in the home studio right now, but I'll probably be tomorrow. I'll be either tomorrow or Friday, one of the two. I'm planning to hopefully be at the international studio headquarters because I got some work to do there. So hopefully I'll be able to get all that done and get it in the bag for the end of the week. We have things ramping up, folks. Continuing to ramp up. It's going to get more and more intense. Really just pray for the truth to be known, because I wholeheartedly believe that if the people know the truth, that the nation will be saved. Like Jim Jordan telling the truth. He had some awesome testimony with this special counsel guy. Folks, pray for the nation, pray for each other. God bless. Have a great rest of your day and the rest of your week as we get over the hump here. God bless.